Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Garrity. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Gill. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ossie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gill. Blue reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill who is chasing the ball. Gill reaches third base with a triple. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gill who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Hank Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quel for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Hadley moves to second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Hadley moves to third. Meyer moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hadley scores. Meyer moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0-for-1 in the game. Quel bunts towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bluge. The throw from Garrity and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrity hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hadley bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spencer scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gill. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cronin moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Lyons covering. Safe. Cronin moves to third. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a line drive beyond third. Sullivan can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cronin scores. QL moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. There goes Bludge trying to get to third. Whatwood throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Bludge for the out. Two outs. It's 5-2, Senators. Babe Phelps pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Babe Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phelps for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Appling strikes out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrity strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer strikes out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gill moves to third. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Garrity to Kerr covering second. The throw back to home, and Gill is out at the plate. QL moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Hank Garrity. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Kerr moves to third. It's 5-3, Senators. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a line drive towards third. Bludge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.